Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, legendary Champaign News Gazette columnist and radio personality, WDWS Radio, Lauren Tate. Hello, Lauren.
Good day. How are you doing?
Well, just fine. What are the Tate lines on this game, Michigan State hosting Illinois?
It's a kind of a strange game for Illinois, and I don't know how you're going to accept this, but it just seems like when we are so antagonistic toward Michigan that we don't really feel that way about Michigan State in Illinois, I don't think. I mean, it's kind of a neutral rivalry. And of course, you know, Michigan State's won 10 out of 11, so obviously we don't want to look back on too many of those games from an Illinois standpoint, but it isn't quite like playing Ohio State and Michigan in the sense that there isn't that animosity that's built up between those. And it's just more traditional to be mad at those schools. And now, basketball might be another subject, you know, with Heathcote and Izzo have been awfully hard to compete against. But I think that we all respect those, and it's been a great rivalry in basketball. I don't think it's a great rivalry in football. I don't know why.
Lauren, you mentioned Illinois' relationship with the University of Michigan, certainly Michigan State and Michigan, that's well documented. Does any school in the Big Ten like the University of Michigan?
Well, they're the Harvard of the Midwest, Jack.
And that's what they say.
They just look down their nose at everybody, and I don't suppose the people in Iowa like them particularly, and I don't suppose the folks in Minnesota do either, so you've probably hit on something there.
Well, I think some teams have liked them the last 3 years when they played them. That's a little bit different. But, you know, that reminded me of the Big Ten basketball tournament. You probably remember this. They used to have fans sing the fight songs of the various teams.
And yeah.
They'd put them up on the scoreboard, up on the Jumbotron during the timeouts. And someone would sing Illinois Loyalty or the MSU fight song or On Wisconsin, and it was no big deal. As soon as someone showed up to sing the victors, everyone in the arena started hooting at him.
That's exactly right. That's just a feeling, I guess. And I think what we've got is more of a friendly rivalry, but it's not as competitive as Illinois. Do you know it's been 25 years since Illinois beat Michigan State by more than 4 points? Illinois won a couple of games, but they've been real close, and Michigan State has really come to dominate this series.
Well, Illinois has done a great job historically against Michigan State. I think about 1956, 1974, 1989, 1990, and there have been a number of times that Illinois has cost Michigan State a share of the conference title. And even when Michigan State went to the Rose Bowl the last time, in 1987, their only blemish was a 14-all tie with the Illini.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I remember is when I used to open the season against Michigan State, and Illinois had an advantage in that. Illinois would play a game ahead. And Muddy Waters, I believe, didn't like that, as he shouldn't, because Michigan State was playing their initial game, and Illinois had a game under its belt, and Mike White's teams always beat Muddy, and I don't think that helped him very much.
No, it didn't, and those seasons are ones that a lot of people at Michigan State would like to forget at this point. But things have gone pretty well here, and things have gone very well for the Illini the last couple of weeks. A huge win at Penn State, and really gave Ohio State all they wanted 2 weeks ago.
Really did. It was a strange game, Jack, because, you remember how Woody used to get a lead and then just kind of button up and wouldn't throw the ball and that sort of thing. Well, Pryor got hurt midway in that game. And so he had a long run, a 66-yard run and a 35-yard run in the first half that set up both their touchdowns. And then after that, when he came back, they didn't run him anymore. He did one quarterback sneak, and that was it. And he didn't throw much either, and they just kind of grinded it out. And the score was 17-13 with a couple of minutes to go when they scored their final touchdown to ice the game. But it was a really tight game for about 58 minutes.
Well, what is it about this Illini team that a lot of people missed? Some people missed on Michigan State before the season, too, but a lot of people did not give Illinois credit for being the team it's going to be, and maybe part of it is they didn't understand what the quarterback and running back were.
Well, the quarterback, that's still a work in progress, although against Penn State, they played a real loose zone, and A.J. Jenkins just run out from the line of scrimmage and would be wide open. And so he and Faison caught 11 passes in that game, and so that really bolstered the statistics for Shielhouse, who really isn't in the top 10 in the Big Ten in passing. I think that the big difference in the team, in my view, because we've been pretty good running the ball for several years, but I think the big difference is the defensive side and the fact right. that nobody's been able to just run right over Illinois with their ground game. They've been vulnerable to some passes, but the ground game's been pretty good. They're ranked number 20 in the nation nationally, which is, you know, which Illinois hasn't been up there for several years. And I think you have to give that to Vic Koning, the new defensive coordinator who came over from Kansas State. I think he's done just a masterful job, and probably we have a few better players than people realize based on the recruiting 3 and 4 years ago by Ron Zook. And we lost some players, but we still got some pretty decent veterans on the defensive side.
Michigan State likes to talk about its linebackers, in particular Greg Jones might be the best linebacker in the country, but Illinois has been known for linebackers too, going back before Dick Butkus, and pretty good one in the middle this year.
Yeah, he's coming. I wouldn't know how to answer that question 2-3 weeks ago, but I think in the last two games, Martez Wilson has really stepped up, and he just seems to be finding himself. He's on the rise. He's got tremendous speed. He's got great range. He's got long arms. He's got all the things you'd want. But you remember he was hurt in the initial game a year ago, missed the entire season, and he was very slow getting out. I think his reaction is just he didn't know quite how what to do in certain situations, but I think he's figuring it out. And he's been a lot better player the last couple of weeks, and he may be pretty good. He may be a pro player before this is all done.
Lauren, what was your take on the divisional alignment with the Big Ten, Nebraska coming in, and the splitting into two divisions? Winners and losers there?
Well, Illinois came out just fine with it, with Indiana, Purdue in there, and of course they're going to have to play Ohio State, which you're going to have to play somebody, right? I mean, I think Illinois came out of it very well. I was personally, now this is just me, I was supportive of the time zone divisions because it made it so simple and everybody would understand it.
Right.
But, that would have been 6-6, and Illinois had been on the west, and you guys have been on the east.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it. I understand what they were doing. I just think that I just think that Iowa and Wisconsin have reached a point where they're almost in the same league with Penn State, with Nebraska and Penn State. I mean, Ohio State's in a class by itself.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty hard for you to convince me right now that that Michigan deserves, although traditionally they do. But right now Iowa and Wisconsin are clearly ahead of them.
Yeah, you'd have a hard time convincing me that Michigan and Penn State's programs right now are any better than Iowa's and Wisconsin's. And I would take Nebraska and put it up there with Ohio State.
Yeah, they're close. And traditionally, they've had great teams. They've had a little bit of a slump here in the last, in recent years, but once they got Callahan back in the NFL, they started to come back again.
Lauren Tate, our guest, longtime columnist. You're what, columnist emeritus now for the Champaign News
Gazette?
Well, I
guess you can give me any title you want. They call me a lot of different things. I write four columns a week for the paper and do some radio. And
can't get rid of this guy. WDWS Radio, and how long have you done Illini Games?
Oh, gee. Well, we started with WILL, which is the university station, Jim Turpin and I, back in nearly 40 years ago.
Well, let me ask you this question with your historical background. The Big Ten Network has been doing an Icons series and counting down from 50 and now the top 20 with these half-hour profiles, and we've been following that very carefully. In your mind, who are the top five?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me think about that. I mean, Butkus and Grange would have to be up there with anybody, wouldn't they?
I think they would. I think Butkus, Grange, Archie Griffin, Jesse Owens, and Magic Johnson.
Yeah. How do you treat somebody like Jack Nicklaus? How much emphasis do you put on what he did after he got out of school as opposed to what he did in school?
Well, not much, because they made him number 18.
I saw that, and I just wondered, that's pretty low for Jack.
Yeah.
That's as great as he was, and yet golf is not a great collegiate sport. I mean, it isn't followed that closely, and you don't have television of the games like you do of the tour.
Right.
But I don't know. I'd have to think about it. You'd have to set some guidelines for me and tell me what the rules were before I could come up with a choice. But I do know that Red Grange has got to be in there somewhere, and of course Butkus is probably the best linebacker that the Big Ten's ever had, although,
Lauren, we will talk about basketball, I promise, at some point down the road here. But we appreciate you joining us today, and enjoy the game at Spartan Stadium.
All right, thank you. See you
Lauren there. Tate, our guest, a longtime columnist going back more than four decades with the Champaign News Gazette, WDWS Radio. Guy does it all. We'll be right back with more of the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.